Books on Tape presents Still Summer by Jacqueline Michard, read by Kirsten Potter. Day 1. The three men finished with the small boat before nightfall. The painting had to be done quickly, and it was difficult, so afterward they rested and smoked in the drawing dusk, their backs against a massive rock. The boat was called a Jola. They had spotted it bobbing near an island on a buoy in the natural harbor formed by the embrace of two small spits of land and hauled it ashore. With thick smears of black paint, they covered up its pale blue-gray color, its name, Bonita, and the white numbers of its registration. Over the lights they spread a thinner coat. At sea, even if perchance they ran with lights to avoid a reef, this silty covering would make the lights indistinct and fickle, and someone might mistake them for a phosphorescent curiosity of the sea. Now they needed only to replace the engine with the larger one left for them the night before, beneath a tent of canvas concealed with branches and brush. The two older men had lived more than 40 years in the same village in Santo Domingo. The younger man, an American barely 20 years old, could understand only some of the words they said. He might have been fluent by now, but preferred not to be. Still, he could tell that they were talking about the way the sea always eventually gave up her fish, as well as other things. He heard the words for weather and soup. He knew these men as Ernesto and Carlo, but he suspected these were not their true names. For these jobs, the men lived for a few weeks each year in Honduras, at the homes of people whose names they had been given. They were different people each time, cousins of acquaintances of men who knew these men by other names. At each place they stopped for food or rest, they would meet...